Church family, maybe some of you have been Pathfinders or are Pathfinders now, for some of the youth that's watching this devotional. But I can remember my first time at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. It was 2014. It was my first camporee. I was super excited, had my uniform packed up, all ready to go. And I remember we got there and we were literally the first day, there's this huge storm. And the rest of the days we had to walk through mud. I remember seeing this one person getting stuck in the mud. So you can kind of start to picture what was happening here at Oshkosh, but it was a great experience being able to socialize and meet people from all over the world with one common interest of serving God. And I remember that the very last weekend of the camporee, we had this huge storm, tents are flying all over the place, and many of these clubs were kind of just figuring out how to pack up and get ready to go because the storm was so terrible. And we were literally in the middle of a field, in the middle of a storm, and we were kind of scared. We had nowhere to go, we had no shelter. And maybe today you feel that way. Maybe you feel like you are in the middle of a storm, you have nowhere to turn. And it's beautiful at Psalms we find hope, we find peace. And I wanted to direct you to Psalm 90, and it says, verse 1, it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. So this is a beautiful psalm here, and it's a prayer of Moses. It says a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And I really enjoy it because Moses here acknowledges who God is. He acknowledges that God is the Alpha and Omega. He's been there from the beginning. He's going to be there all the way until the end. And it's just beautiful to understand and know that before our problems began, you know, before COVID-19, maybe you're facing financial struggles. Before your financial struggles, God existed. And God's in control, and He continues to craft our beautiful life story, right? So today I want you to remember, Mac family, that God is in control, He's everlasting, and He's seeing you through the storm. God bless.